Hello, and welcome to our weekly live guided Remember to Flourish Remembrance Call. I'm Dan Dugan. I'll be your guide tonight. The reason we offer these calls every week is to provide a place for people who want to become masterful leaders, which the world really needs if we want to have a flourishing world where every living thing can thrive in people, the planet, animals, the flora and fauna. So we need masterful leaders, and mastery takes practice. We believe mastery means being masterful as a leader, means leading from your inner wisdom, being able to find that place of balance and centeredness where you're making your best decisions, where you see the world from your clearest place and in touch with your highest values and your purpose for being here to begin with, your highest goal in life. So if we had masterful leaders who were doing that on a regular basis, we'd have quite a different world, and that's what we strive for. That's what drives us. That's what we aspire to. So, but it takes practice, and so we offer this call every week for people to practice accessing that inner wisdom, that place inside their essential goodness, their essential knowing and deeper inner wisdom, so that they can be operating from that place on a more regular basis. So this is practice. Hopefully this turns into a daily activity, a daily practice for you, and your life will be, you know, insanely better. I can say from my own experience and from a lot of other people that have adopted this practice. So how it works is I'll give you a short teaching, then I'll guide the listeners into a remembrance session, and we'll be done in about 30 minutes. So the teaching tonight is about using remembrance to help us, what I call, clean up mistakes. We all make mistakes. It's part of life. We hurt people we don't intend to, or maybe sometimes out of, you know, anger or frustration or fear, we hurt people on purpose, but when we do that, you know, intentionally or unintentionally, we need to make amends, or that hurt that was, you know, delivered to someone else will fester within us, and that will create baggage that we end up carrying around with us, as well as building a wall between us and the other person. So how do we do that? Before I go on, it doesn't really matter how much of the, you know, the hurt, how slight the hurt was, or how little of it was, you know, in our estimation, our fault or our blame. If there's any, even 1% of it we're responsible for, then we need to clean that up so that we can, you know, walk through life without that baggage, and we can be open without any barriers between us and relationships with other people. So there are some steps, and you can find these in our Mastering Effectiveness guidebook in Chapter 6 called Growing Through Failure. This is really about cleaning up your mistakes. So there are some steps, and the remembrance becomes a key part of this. So number one is acknowledge the mistake. If you made a mistake, fess up to it, admit to it, declare that you made a mistake, however you would describe it, to the person who was harmed or hurt, or to a group if it affected a number of people. Leaders are often reluctant to do that. They, you know, don't want to let the stinky side show. But if you do that, that is a moment of vulnerability that people will really appreciate and will admire you for. Besides, it's just the right thing to do. You got to own up to what we've done. Second is accept responsibility for your part in what went down. So specifically, I was holding a judgment against you when I lashed out, or I was afraid and therefore I didn't tell you about something that you really needed to know because of fear of your disapproval, or whatever your part in was, it own up to it. And specifically what it was that you did. The third step, really important, and this is really where the remembrance comes in, forgive yourself. We are humans. We make mistakes. We're not perfect. But we can return to as close to perfection as we can get by clearing our soul, our hearts of the rust, the muck, the baggage I talked about, by forgiving ourselves. It's okay. We're all going to make mistakes. And if we're not, then we're living a way, way, way too careful life. We're not putting ourselves at risk in any way. So when we make mistakes, please, please, please forgive yourself. And you can use the remembrance to help you do that. When you sit with it, notice where the pain is in you around that, the regret, the remorse, maybe residual anger or fear. Locate that in your body. Bring the remembrance right into that place and repeat it until you feel relief and you feel some clearing. And often you'll see, you know, the words will show up or the way to approach it with the other person will appear in the process of forgiving yourself. So very important step. Step four is capture the learning. So it was a mistake. And remembrance, again, can be really useful here. You can see what led up to your mistake. What were you thinking? What were you allowing yourself to, or not allowing yourself to feel, to risk? And see the steps that led up to that and learn the lesson that's there for you. That's the actual reward for this whole process of cleaning up our mistakes is we get to learn how not to do that again. So we don't hurt someone else and we don't hurt ourselves. And then from there, once all those first four steps are done, then you're ready to sit down with the person and make amends or atone for what went wrong and have that conversation. So I hope that's helpful. Try it out. We'll use that in our remembrance tonight. So let's drop in. Let's go check out what's in our interior landscape tonight. So since we're human beings, we always we're comprised of clay, that is our physical being, our emotions, and our mental activity, our minds. And we're also a spiritual being. This is unique in creation. So first, let's check in and see where we start physically, emotionally, and mentally. And then we're going to check our starting point in our heart, in our spiritual center. And then we're ready to start doing remembrance so we, with that starting point, we know where we've been and we'll be able to see where we've gone to, notice the differences that occur. So put your feet on the floor. Notice your connection to the earth there, the bottom of your feet. Notice your rear end in the seat, your back in the chair back, or if you're sitting on the floor, wherever you're making contact with the ground, notice. Notice what that feels like. Take a couple of easy breaths. And now bringing your attention back to your feet. Begin to notice other aspects of your physical being. Feel your skeletal structure. Feel your musculature. Feel your skin, where it's touching your clothing. Feel the effects of gravity that are holding you here. And as you notice, you may feel it's even feeling kind of heavy, or in some cases it might feel light. But notice the effects of gravity. And now tuning back into the bottom of your feet, if you tune in, if you really, really notice, really tune in, you'll probably sense that there's some other thing going on in that connection with the earth, sort of a tingling. This is your energetic flow. We're all connected by a big web of energy. Everything's energy, and we're part of it. So it flows through us. This is the Chinese air, qi, our life force. And you can feel that in the bottom of your feet. For me, it's kind of a tingling. It feels almost like an electrical connection. So follow that energetic flow up from your feet to your ankles, to your lower legs, knees, upper legs, your seat in the chair, your lower belly, lower back, stomach, solar plexus, middle back, noticing the flow and how it seems different. It flows differently or has a different character in different parts of your body. Noticing also where that flow might be feeling constricted or blocked. There's nothing wrong or nothing to be fixed. It's just a notice. And just in the noticing, things change. Your upper back, shoulders, where many of us carry lots of tension. And when you notice you are holding tension, which I just did, you can just allow yourself to relax. You know, let the tension go. And notice your chest, another area that gets constricted in tension, or throat, unexpressed needs, unexpressed feelings get caught up there. Back of your neck, a lot of tension there sometimes. Noticing the flow though. Now your face, your chin, your mouth, cheeks, your nose, nostrils, eyes, eye sockets, forehead, scalp. And now, stepping back and noticing the whole package. No energy is moving through at all. Any areas of discomfort? Any areas of constriction or blockage? Very good. Now you have a sense of your physical state as we start this. Now let's go to the next realm, the next dimension, and that's emotional state. And all these three, physical, emotional, and mental, are intertwined. They don't stand alone. Our thoughts create emotions, which has a physical manifestation. We could get hit or hurt physically, and that's going to bring up an emotion, which will cause thoughts to happen in our head. We witness something, it creates an emotional reaction that then ends up somewhere in our body. So these are all intertwined. So emotionally, where are you? It's been a day, or whenever you're listening, there's, you know, what's ever happened before this. Life goes in a pattern. It goes, and there's ups and there's downs, and there's easy and there's difficult. There's stress and there's peace. So what is your emotional state? Families are mad, glad, sad, scared. Hundreds of nuances within those. Don't even need to name it, just notice. Okay, now mentally, what's going on in your head? How active is your brain? Not so much the content, because that'll distract you, but the quality and level of activity. So is it very, very calm? Is it alert? Is it freaking out, scattered, distracted, moving in 1,000 directions? How does it affect your emotional state? How you feel? Does it make up you be more positive, or is it sort of a negative flavor to your mental activity? Just notice. All right, now let's take it all in. Physical, emotional, mental. How do you feel physically? How do you feel emotionally? How does your mind feel? All right. So that's our clay part. Let's check in on our spiritual part. But to help us go inside, and which is where we want to head, let's do some deep breathing. So that'll take you out of your head. And if this happens during the remembrance tonight, that you do find yourself in your head, you can use this to take yourself back inside. So we're going to do what I call the box breath. I learned this from someone else. I didn't make this up. So we're going to inhale deeply to the count of four. We're going to hold at the top of the inhalation for the count of four. Exhale to the count of four and hold at the bottom of the exhalation to the count of four. You want to exhale completely and hold that at the bottom. And then we'll repeat that a total of three times. So let's do this. Deep breath in to the count of four. Hold. Exhale. Hold. Repeat two more times. Okay, hopefully you're feeling more relaxed, you're feeling deeper. So let's tune into our heart. Our heart is the doorway to our most essential self, our inner wisdom, our core, our soul, if you will, place where we really live and observe ourselves in action. So what's the state of your heart? So bring your attention, if you want to locate it, it's a couple inches below the middle of your sternum. So what is the state of your heart? How open and soft and receptive is your heart right now? How ready to receive? How unguarded? When we're fearful or angry, our hearts are hurt, discouraged, sad. Our hearts can tighten up, they can harden. It's partly protective. So what is the state of your heart right now? Is there a weight that you notice? Does it feel heavy, normal, or light somewhere on that spectrum? Is just to notice. And there's nothing for you to do. This isn't about trying, it's about allowing. So in your heart, in whatever state it's in right now, add your remembrance word or phrase, that word or phrase that symbolizes for you the source of everything that you need. And know that this source of goodness, this source of support, this source of strength, courage, compassion, of wisdom is available constantly. It's always there. Never was not. We just forget. That's why we call it the remembrance. So you can tune in through the use of the repetition of your remembrance word or phrase, which I'm asking you to do now. Repeat it slowly inside your heart. And just notice what happens, and I'll guide you from here, opening and letting go. using your breath if you find yourself in your head, to take you back in and continue to remember. Opening, dropping in, letting go, All right, well, let's apply our teaching now as well. If you are aware of a, we'll call it mistake, that needs to be cleaned up or amends to be made for, something recent or even something in the past that has been, you know, not completely cleared or cleaned, that you're aware of. Notice where in your being that resides, where that recrimination, that remorse, that regret sits. Sometimes it's in the belly, often it's in the heart. Sometimes it creates a physical, because it's baggage, it can feel like a weight. It can show up in your body as pain somewhere. So notice where that regret resides in you. If you're not aware of anything now, just keep your attention in your heart. And let the remembrance clean whatever is there that you may not be aware of. All right, so now you've located it. So bring the remembrance right into that discomfort, that pain, that weight, that burden. And ask to be forgiven. Forgive yourself. Allow yourself to forgive yourself and to ask for forgiveness from the universe, from the divine, if that's your belief system. You don't have to carry this. It might be the weight of a paperclip, but it'll grow to the weight of an anvil if left unattended. Keep adding the remembrance, opening, putting the clean water, cleanse that stain or mark. Lift that weight. Heal that hurt. Okay, we're nearing the end of our time, but let's go for a couple more minutes. Forgiving. The next step is to capture the learning from this. And you may or may not be ready for that right now. But if you are, you feel that the weight has been diminished, that the hurt has been eased, that the discomfort has diminished, then what is the learning? What's the lesson from this mistake? Might be that you realize you're really a good person and you don't need to beat yourself up. It might be that you recognize that under stress you're not at your best, and if you were to take a time out when you're feeling that stress come on, it will be better. You'll be better able to face whatever is causing the stress. It may be that you realize you're holding judgments about another person, and when you do that, things don't go well. So noticing and letting go of judgments could be the lesson. But just see what it is for you. Trust that still, quiet voice of your heart, of your wisdom, of your knowing. Okay, so we're actually past time. But the next step, which you can do on your own, in any of these, if they're incomplete, I would highly recommend and strongly encourage you to continue to do until it's cleared. But the next step is to notice and listen to your heart to see if there's anything you need to address with another person, amends you need to make. An apology that needs to be given, some honesty where maybe you've held back, whatever is needed to make amends, to break down the wall that might be there, to bring peace to your heart. So I wish you well, and please, use this process in your your daily life. It will make your walk through this world a whole lot more comfortable, and the people around you will gain a ton from your straightness. So have a wonderful week. We'll meet again next week. And remember to remember. Bye for now.